Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening, you Blog Talk listeners. Thank you so much tonight for joining us on My Sister, My Friend. We are an internet show here to help uplift, encourage, and provide resources to all our sisters. We want to give women a place to voice their comments, opinions, and concerns in a godly arena. We want to keep them informed of world events and community events hosted by various sister ministries. We want to help and talk about issues that women face daily, providing clearer understanding and concern for one another. We want to be an encouragement, an uplifter. We want to let you know that we are here with resources for you. Tonight, we have a special guest tonight. Her name is Miss Wanda McKinley, and she is going to introduce herself and tell us a little bit about what she does. And Miss Wanda, would you go ahead?
Okay, I will let you
know. Okay, and so I am the founder of We Are Survivors, which is a nonprofit organization for abused women and children. The reason behind We Are Survivors is I am a survivor of domestic violence. My biological father and my stepfather raped me from the age of 7 to 18, and my ex-husband was abusive. And I was able to survive that only through the grace of God, and God showed me my purpose in life was to be transparent and to be able to help other women that are walking in my shoes or have walked in my shoes and still need help to recuperate or to gain strength or to accept and know their wealth in life.
Amen. Well, God has brought you a long way, huh?
Yes, he has.
Most certainly. He's brought you out victorious that you may be able to share with our listening audiences and the women that are going through these abusive situations. We thank God for you tonight, and we're going to ask Ms. Beverly to go ahead and start the conversation with you tonight with her thoughts, comments, and questions.
Good evening, everyone, and good evening, Wanda. When I started getting your emails, I was a little bit curious about the organization because I hadn't heard of it. When did you start We Are Survivors Foundation?
It was officially formed December 22nd of 2014. It really seems like it's been longer than that. God has opened so many doors so rapidly. But it's been my vision for a little over a year, and it was officially, I guess, it formed December 22nd.
Is there a story behind the forming other than the, I mean, usually when you come up with your foundation, something's caused it. Was there something other than the abuse that you suffered?
God told me to.
Uh-huh.
I'm a very private individual, very private woman. I really don't share a lot about myself.
Okay.
And I am I love Joyce Myers. And one evening I was watching her show, love to hear her speak. And once her show was off, I became very emotional. And God showed me that my purpose in life was to help other women. He showed and told me that I have to be transparent, I have to tell my story, I have to get out in the community and help other women because there is such a need for women to be able to have an outlet. Being an African-American woman, a lot of us were brought up to believe that what goes on in the home stays in the home. So a lot of us channel that emotion to ourselves. And because we kept it to ourselves, we are unaware of why we make decisions that we make today, why we act the way we act today, why we make the choices that we choose to make. And it took God to reveal to me a lot of the pain that he protected me from as a child, when he began to reveal to me what actually occurred to me in depth, and for me to actually feel the pain, by me going through my healing process, it actually showed me very vividly why I am the person I am today and why I made the decisions that I made in the past and in the present and how I'm changing and growing for the future. So the reason why we are survivors is to be that survivor that reaches out to other women to show them that, hey, as a unit, we can get through this. As a unit, we can heal, we can grow from this, and we can help other women and to let women know that they're not alone. A lot of women think, some of them think this is the norm, because what people are not realizing is it's a cycle, and I want to be able to break the cycle.
Yeah, I think that we all have to come together and help break that cycle. And I think we also have to teach our young girls to be aware
exactly
of the men that they get involved with.
That's so true. And one of the things that We Are Survivors is going to focus on is not just the women, but the children. Because the children are in these homes. These children are witnessing the abuse. And because they're witnessing this, they think that's okay. Because they see their mom or they see their father. And no one is there to show them, okay, this is not the way. This is not normal. This is not healthy. And that's one thing that We Are Survivors want to also focus on is the children so that we can break this cycle so that a child won't grow up to repeat what they saw.
So is this like a home for women to go to when they've been
One of our goals is to have a women's shelter. We want to have a week. Right now we currently have women's support groups that meet once a month, every first Wednesday of each month. We come together at Elite News headquarters, which is actually on Cedar Crest, and we come together and we fellowship. We're into right now building, having fundraising events, because we want to have that shelter, which not only provides them with emergency placement, but a transitional home, because we want women to be able to get back on their feet, learn how to budget, learn how to be independent, self-sufficient, because when you're in abusive relationships, your self-being is stripped from you. Your self-esteem, you feel like you don't have any, and then you feel like you can't think for yourself. So we're in the process of raising funds because we want to be able to be that perfect place where they can come and get education, learn how to get a trade, to get a job, have a place for the children to go before and after school, summer programs, counseling programs for the kids. So this is what we're in the process of doing right now.
So do you plan to do all those services yourselves, or are you going to partner with other organizations to do those services, a lot of the services that you're doing, other than the transitional housing?
We Are Survivors actually, like I said, one of the huge doors that God has opened is it's called DSK Foundation. They are actually located in Finland. We're partnering up with them to actually put together some domestic violence programs in Africa and focus on building a women's shelter in Africa as well. Locally, we are partnering up with an organization called Giving Back to Kids, and that nonprofit organization focuses on different projects like music events. They take the kids out to do something every week, if it's like a bowling or the museum. So We Are Survivors are partnering up with other nonprofit organizations, and we're always looking to partner up with even more, because I feel the more outlets, more education, more support, the better.
Yeah, that's true. I've been reading a lot of different articles. And it seems every year they encourage nonprofits to partner together as opposed to everybody creating a nonprofit and we all working together to get the mission done. So we're all on the same path. But are you looking at teen girls that get involved in domestic relationships as well?
It's It's funny you ask that, because I was sitting in the choir stand yesterday morning and God laid it on my heart to find teenage girls that can mentor to teenage girls that are experiencing domestic violence. One of my board members is actually a school teacher at Lancaster High School, and she is just undone by the domestic violence that's going on in teenage relationships.
Oh, yeah.
She's actually reaching out to young teenage girls because we want to have programs for them. I want to be able to include teenage girls in a conference. My goal is by next October to actually have empowerment groups for teenage girls and have classes for teenage girls to know that we can stop it at 15, 13, 12, 14, 15 years of age. We can help them and educate them before they get to their 20s so that they can also pull their classmates in, because I'm pretty sure that 13-year-old girl knows another 13 or 14-year-old girl that's going through the same thing.
Oh, I'm sure. There is another organization on LinkedIn, I think that's where she's at, or Facebook. She does an empowerment for teenage girls. I'll send you over the link. She does a lot of programs helping young girls become informed about what they can and can't do in their lives. So we need as much encouragement as we can from young girls. The other thing that touched me when I was getting your emails was I've been reading a lot about sexual trafficking and child labor. And that's another area that hits on child abuse and another abuse aspect, because a lot of our young girls who are runaways, some of them were beaten in the homes as well or abused in the homes, and they didn't get out safely. They got into the sex traffic. And so we have a lot of young girls that are out there lost. What do you think you can do for those girls? How can you reach those girls?
The goal really and honestly is to get to them before they turn to the streets. When they actually leave home, they're trying to find that parent figure in the streets. And what many people don't realize is these abusers, these pedophiles, that is a job to them. They master manipulating young girls. So when you have these young females that are leaving home because they feel like they don't have a place to go, they fall right back in the trap. For some reason, a person becomes attracted to what they see or what they know. And these pedophiles or these sex traffickers or these child molesters, they somehow pick up on the need. And so our goal is to have a place, have someone that they can call or have a place they can come stay, and we can intervene and come into their home and talk to the parents and try to help not just the child, but the household as a whole, to keep the family together. Ultimately, is to keep the family together if that's a possible fix. Because once again, a lot of people, when I was with my husband and was being abused, at that time, you know, you feel like you don't have a place to go. You feel like you're going to be judged. You feel ashamed, so you stay there. But if I had knowledge of the things that are out in the world now, it would have been different. I wouldn't have stayed, and I would have made better choices. So for young girls that feel like the only way out is to run away and then wind up in a worse situation, we want to be able to have programs that are available and be in the community so that they know that we exist. That's the main thing, getting the word out so that people know that there are other options, that there are people out there that do care, that do love you enough to say, okay, let me help you. A lot of women don't think, and a lot of young girls don't think, that people truly love them or want to help them. They feel worthless. But there are people out there that don't even know you, but care enough about you that they want to help.
Oh, that's true. That's true. It's important that we start reaching our young girls before they become grown women who've been sexually and physically abused. When I was looking at one of your articles, I think one of your emails that you sent out today, you talked about pedophiles. I don't think there's enough information or people are filing information to know where these pedophiles are located. Are you having a lot of success finding them? And when you, I see that you published some today.
Well, it's not the part of finding them, because pedophiles can be your next door neighbor. They can be your mailman. A pedophile could be the uncle or the cousin. It is very hard to identify until they're caught. So the only thing that we can really do is get a lot of information out about warning signs, what to look for, how to, once again, it goes back to educating your children and let your children know, you know, what is right, what is wrong, how they should feel, if this makes you uncomfortable, just signs that an adult will lure a child into their playing field. Unfortunately, for a child, an adult, we outthink them. We know that what that child desires, so we know how to draw them in, and that's what pedophiles do. There's no way to really identify until it's too late, and that's why we have to educate our children to let them know what is a warning sign, when to scream, stop, when to run away, when to say this is not right, when to let an adult that they truly trust know that, hey, this man or this woman said or did this. So it's really back to the education and parents educating their kids and feeling comfortable with talking to that child to protect that child and not be ashamed or bashful, but be a strong parent and be like, I need you to know this because I want to protect you.
Well, I agree with everything that you said. One of the things that, I'm 64, and so I grew up in the 50s, and one of the things that happened, and I think that's precipitated a lot of what we're still going through, is sexual and physical child abuse, is that, like you said, a lot of time what stayed in the home, happened in the home, stayed in the home. And I know in the 50s and 60s, if there was any form of abuse going on in the family, whether it was sexual or physical or mental or whatever, nobody said anything about it. So it went from one generation to the next generation. And we grew up with a lot of kids now who think physical violence or sexual abuse is okay, because everybody just kept it quiet. Nobody said anything to anybody. If your uncle abused you, they just told uncle to get out of town, and nobody said anything about it. You sure didn't want to call the police and bring the white folks into the house, because then they would take
right.
all the kids. So now we have, in 2015, we have more sexual abuse, more physical abuse, more mental abuse in the home. And now it's happening in the schools and everywhere. It's just, it looks like children are the targets today. So I think that we need to all come together to stand up and fight. We've got to stop this. It's destroying a whole generation of kids.
I agree. I truly agree. And that, unfortunately, because of that mentality of what goes on in the house stays in the house, still happens today. Even when kids do speak out, the parent that they go to a lot of times don't want to believe the child. So then the child is left to act out. I know in my situation, I went to my mother. My mother caught my father the first go-round. She saw him with her own eyes. Now she left him. But my mother was a house mom, so she stayed at home. And she eventually went back because my father took care of everything financially. So you went back to a situation that you knew was occurring. My stepfather told my mother I was 13 years old. Never forget it. My stepfather was 10 years older than me and a lot younger than my mother. And told my mother that he wanted to marry me and not my mother. My mother was in the same room, heard the same thing, but instead of saying, get out, this will not happen to my child again, she married him anyway. So sometimes that child does call out. Sometimes the parent sees the abuse, but for some reason they have a disconnect and don't want to accept reality or think it may go away or it may stop.
I think that they have something missing from them, too, that they would allow that type of thing to come into their home. They would allow a man to abuse their own child. And when that man abuses their child, that man abuses them, too. But I think that that person has, that's what I've come to after many years of having been a victim of abuse, that parent was missing something, too. And so she'd rather take that abuser who showed her a little love as opposed to just not having anybody. Some women just believe that they have to have a man, and whether he's an abuser or a beater, they don't want to be alone. And so they'll accept him just so long as they're not alone.
Mm-hmm. That's true, too. And I know from talking with my mother recently after me coming out with all of this, I didn't know that my father abused my mother.
Yeah.
They kept that out of sight of the children. I had no idea what my mother was going through.
Yeah.
So, because my mother couldn't rescue herself, she surely couldn't rescue me.
No. Because he had traumatized her to the point that she felt helpless. And she had her own needs, and so he just acted upon her weaknesses so that he could gain strength and do what he wanted to do in the house.
Yeah, and it took all these years for me to find that out. Because I, like most kids who go to an adult, be it a cousin, mom, or dad, I have my mother responsible because my thing was you was in a position to protect me. And as a child, you look for your mom and or your dad to protect you from harm. And unfortunately for me, my mother and my father were my harm.
Yeah.
But it took all this time for me as an adult now to be able to understand why my mother made the decisions that she made, because it took many years. Because I was very angry. And like I said, one of my goals is for someone not to have to go through that many years of pain, that many years of unanswered questions. I want to be able to provide an outlet. Many different, and I believe it takes a village to raise a child.
Oh,
and
yes.
With this
just
epidemic,
going to tell you that.
And with this epidemic, it's going to take a village to help.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's no way that one organization or one group of people or even one little city can solve this problem. But we have to find a way to get the attention of our young girls so that they'll want to pay attention, because we have the girls on TV, the Kardashians and all the other ones that are showing them different things and putting themselves in even more harm's risk. So we've just got to save as many as we possibly can. It's just, it's so bad that we have so much abuse going on, physical, mental, and sexual abuse. And now they come up with the issue of child labor. It's, again, I say the children are just being the targets these days. We've got to find a solution.
Yes, we do. And I know the media is not helping. The music now, it's not helping. TV, you know, I used to be able to watch something really nice and wholesome on television. Now you turn on the TV and there's no telling what you're going to come across on 4, 5, 6, 8. It doesn't even matter what channel. Normally, you know, you have the adult stuff on cable. It doesn't even matter anymore. So even society is teaching our children things that were not being taught before.
Oh, yeah.
And we really need to come together and be able to have programs. And I know once it starts, because I know young girls want an outlet. I was that young girl. So I can speak from experience and needing someone to hear me, someone to see me, because it's like you're not even being seen. It's like you're in a crowd, and everyone has on black. You have on yellow, but no one still sees you. And I know how that feels. And I know these young girls right now feel like there is no place. No one's hearing them. There's no place to go. And I, like I said, it was just ironic that you asked that question, because that was laid on my heart in church yesterday, that I need to also focus on teenage girls. God will open doors, and just make sure when he opens them, you just walk through them.
Yes. I think we're just on the same. God has just touched our spirits, because my prayer the first of the year was that God would open up doors of opportunity. And that's what he's been doing since the first of the year, opening up doors of opportunity. So it was really a pleasure to start reading your emails and stuff. And I'm like, my goodness, this is just so awesome here that this show, this genre show, my sister, my friend, is about empowering women, helping women to understand who they are and God's purpose for them and how they can make changes in their life. Now, regardless of what you've gone through, you still can, there's hope. And we want to give women as many resources as we possibly can to help them understand how they can achieve success. It's not going to be happy moments, but you can claim victory over that abuse, you know.
Yeah.
We don't want women to feel like, okay, he didn't want me, I'm no good, and so there's nothing for me. We can't keep the cycle going. If we can lift her up and she can lift her kids up, then there's a hope that, okay, maybe there's one more family we can save. But we've got to get out here and start working together and start saving our young girls. We just can't keep losing them.
I met a young lady last week. She's 42 now. She was molested as a child. She got pregnant by her father at age 14. And she became very promiscuous. Had 5 kids by the time she was 23.
Oh.
And her husband was very abusive, to the point she said that she couldn't even walk with her head up. And she was afraid to say, do, move in the wrong direction. And he had just torn her down. So she didn't finish school. She couldn't read or write. She wound up going to jail behind him and was in jail like 2.5 years. She said, but she turned to the Bible. She read and she read. And when she got out, she actually, it just like, she just started crying. And she was like, Wanda, I finally looked at myself in the mirror. She never looked at herself because she didn't think she was worthy. She didn't think that she was beautiful. She didn't think that she even was good enough to be on this earth. And when she went through all of that and got released, her sentence was 9 years. She got out in 2.5 years.
Oh, good.
When she finally looked at herself, all she could do was cry, because she could, before then, really didn't even see herself. She said she got her GED, and while she's sitting here telling me that this was last week, she cried. She cried. And I have this ring, this text alert, and it says, "Hey, beautiful, you got a text message." She said, "Please send that to me." She said, "Because for the first time in my life, I feel beautiful." And it just blew me away. And there's so many women out there that have similar stories. And we laughed at my text alert because it was a friend of mine that's like, "Girl, you need to have this on your phone." I'm like, "Whatever." But that text alert, when she heard it, did wonders. It brought tears to her eyes. She's like, "I've got to have it." She said, "Because I feel beautiful."
That's good. I think we need to send that around and put that on all our phones.
It's the little things. And I was like, "Really?" She was like, and she was just crying. And we prayed. And she was like, "You just don't know." To hear that text alert, I was like, "Wow." And then it was four of us. So when she told her story, the woman next to her, who's an author, she felt compelled to say, "Hey, I was gang raped." And her mouth just dropped. So what happened from my text alert, we started having a round table testimony session. And it's just amazing how many women have these survival stories and that can reach out and touch, as we say, our younger women, to help them and show them warning signs and to educate them in an early age to catch them before they follow that path.
Let me interject in here because you just touched on something. God has just dropped in my spirit. We usually have a women's conference in October, and he just told me maybe we need to do the mother-daughter conference so that we can give this information out to our girls and their mothers, and we could focus on the ones that have been abused. And I was telling my husband today that I wanted to name the topic, the theme for the conference, "Now What?" Meaning, what are you going to do after you get all this information?
Oh my goodness.
What are you going to do with God has allowed you to learn and allowed you to see? Now what? What you going to do with it?
That's confirmation.
Oh, my God.
That's confirmation.
Girl, when you said that, I said, I got to get in right now because I got to tell it.
Girl, that is
no, I understand.
Then.
I'm telling you, in church yesterday morning, I'm sitting in this choir stand, and I'm fighting back tears, and God is telling me, in October, you're going to have a conference. You're going to start having an annual conference that's going to deal with women and children and teenagers. And this, oh, my God.
He just dropped it just like that. I hadn't thought about that one. Yeah. Only thing I thought about the thing was, now what? What are you going to do with the information you're getting? Now what? Let me tell you, Saturday, I want to share this also on Saturday. Pastor Henderson had a women's conference, and Minister Govan from DFW City Women's was a featured speaker. And her topic was talking about women who have been through issues. And what I took from that was she said, "Do not let them call you by what they used to call you if you're not that anymore."
Right.
Don't do it. Don't answer to it. Don't let them say that, "I remember when you did this and I did it, so what now? But I'm not that person anymore." Don't let them call you what your past was. Make them call you what your future is.
That's right.
And what you are right
it.
Now. Girl, when I tell you that she spoke that thing on Saturday, you know, Govan is something else. She's very animated. And baby, when I tell you she was on the animation on Saturday, she was
wow.
it. Okay, this was a very anointed conference, and when I tell you God was in the house, and then came back with Wanda Randall on yesterday, baby, we just had a good time in the Lord with this two-day conference. But I didn't mean to get off on that, but I wanted to speak that and put that in the atmosphere right now, because I'm going to ask everybody to help us start praying about this and start working on it. The conference is usually the fourth Saturday in October. So if you're available and you want to be,
I'm available.
Be one of the topic, the speakers or the teachers or whatever, however way we're going to put it together, you are more than welcome to join us and bring about everybody you know.
Trust me, I will.
I was going to also ask you about one thing, which was what I have to tell you, what I have to see while it's on my mind. How are we, because I'm going to help, I'm going to be in this. We, Beverly and I will be involved in getting these young ladies, because we're working on some things. But how are we going to get these young ladies to come to us and be free to talk to us? Are we going to go into the schools? Or are we going to do it word by mouth? Or are we going to take a couple of individuals that we know that are going through these challenges with their family members or with abusive people? Or how are we going to do this? Because I think it's time that we, you know, just tap into it. So what do you suggest that we start doing?
All of the above. But I do have one of my board members, this is her passion, young girls. And I'm going to call her tomorrow. She's going to be ecstatic, because this is, we've talked about it before, and she's like, well, you know, that is the part where I want to really dive into. So I'm going to talk to her. So she is a school teacher at Lancaster High, and she sees it in heterosexual relationships as well as same-sex relationships.
Okay.
And she said it's huge in the schools, the abuse that these teenagers are going through. So I'm going to reach out to her tomorrow and let her know and go from there. But I know this, like I said, this is something she's been talking about for about 3 or 4 months now.
Okay, well, whatever we can do to help you, please feel free to call us and let us know. And also, I want to reach out to the lady we met, Bev, in Fort Worth, that did the sex trafficking seminar that we went to. I would love for her to be a part of that conference, so that we can educate our young ladies. And we're going to call on young ladies and young mothers. That's what our focus is going to be for the conference, trying to bring all the young ladies and the young mothers together so they can help each other. Mother-daughter thing.
Yes.
Let's do
that.
Focus on that, because you see the need, I see the need. And I have a lot of friends, ministries that do women things. And I think this would be a good way to get all the women together that they know, that we know, with their daughters, and get this information out to all the young ladies and all the mothers, that they don't have to be in abusive relationships. They don't have to take stuff just because they need a man, because it's things out here that's in place for them that we can provide, you can provide, or somebody else we know can provide, because we have resources. We have resources. So they don't have to be abused. They don't have to go through changes. There's always somebody out here that loves them that will help them through. You know,
yes,
I was in contact with a young lady. Yeah, with a young lady last week. I don't know what has happened with her because I've called her on several occasions now, and she's not returning my calls or she's not answering my number. I'm not sure she went back to her abusive situation. I'm not sure if something's happened to her, but I'm still going to keep reaching out to her because she was in an abusive relationship. So I'm not going to stop. And we're not going to stop. We need to be out there helping these young ladies. And just like the one you said that you ran across, these ladies that shared their testimony, we need some testimonies. We need some.
Yes, we do. And I know we are survivors and giving back to the community. We giving back to the kids. We are actually planning the Juneteenth Jubilee for the city of Box Springs. So that will be another excellent plateau. We're actually speaking on domestic violence that Saturday, but the city of Box Springs have allowed us to plan the entire Juneteenth celebration. So that'll be something that we all can come in together and work on as well.
Okay, wonderful.
Are you for doing that, Rashonda?
But,
I'm sorry, you're interested in doing that?
Yeah, we can see what you need us to do. Let us know. We can get involved in that. But, Juneteenth is right around the corner, so we got to get to work quick, don't we?
I know it is, isn't it? I'm just thinking of different things that we're involved in. So, and that is something that is coming up, Juneteenth.
Okay, well, you know, everybody's has lots of stuff on our plates and on their agendas, but wherever we can get in and fit in, we'll be more than happy to help you do whatever we can do for you, okay?
Thank you, and vice versa here.
All right. Well, we thank God for you tonight. We thank God for your organization and thank God for your passion that you have and your friend. I would love to talk to your friend, the teacher at Lancaster High School. Maybe we can get her on the show with us one Monday night so that she can express her passion and bring on some of her other colleagues or friends that helping this discussion, Beverly. I'm sorry I didn't mean to cut you out, but that got
that's
good
okay.
Right
you
there.
You know you're better at this than I am.
That got good to me right then because he just dropped some stuff right then.
That was good. He did that.
I don't know.
That was confirmation.
Thank you, Wanda, so much
for
helping bring
that
out. Yes, God is, yes, like I said, he always doing stuff.
He always, because I promise you that came to me yesterday morning in church. And I'm like, God, well, how am I going to do that too? And
okay,
here we go, right here.
Here we go. Look at him. See, I always tell Beverly, I say, God, I always drop people in our midst that we need at the time we need them. He always do. He never fails. Never.
Never.
So, I wanted to let
you know. Because if you all can see the tears in my eyes right now, y'all just
girl,
have no
right
idea.
Now. You too. I got emotional, girl. And I sit here and got emotional. But God is good, and that's what he does. That's what he does. As long as we are focused on doing his work and his kingdom and helping his sisters and his children, he going to always find a way for us to do what we need to do for his glory. Always. And this will be to his glory, not to ours, because we're working to help build the kingdom. And in the meantime, while we're helping these abused people, these abused children, and getting these ladies together and letting them know that they got to love themselves before they love anything else and love God first and then themselves, hey, that's building him up. That's building up the kingdom. He's getting the glory. And that's what we're here for. We want to help our sisters. We want to let them know that there is somebody out here that loves them and they don't have to take any abuse. Because that ain't what the Bible said anyway. You know?
You're right about that.
Girl. You got me started. Lord have mercy. I wasn't gonna say nothing, and I was gonna let everybody do this, but oh Jesus, you just done pushed that
button. Now you can apologize to me for putting you on this position. See how good you are at it. See, that's your calling
all the time. All the time, you always doing it to me.
and look how good you are at it. You're just a natural. You know what we need to do, and you know how to bring people together. That's just what you do.
That's what I do. I just be trying to do that thing. But I thank God for that opportunity. I thank God for putting people. And you and Miss Wanda and everybody that has come into my life, I thank God for all of you, because without you, it wouldn't be no me. And without God, it wouldn't be none of us. So I thank God for the opportunity to work with you all and do the things that he has for me to do for him to get the glory and for me to help my sisters, because it saddens me. It saddens me to see the things that they go through. Because they don't know what to do or how to do it.
Right.
Or how to get out of these situations. Because they're not brave enough, or they don't have enough self-esteem, or they think they can't make it without going through all of this. You don't have to. You
That's
can break
so
the generational curse. You can break it. If your mama went through that and you went through that, you don't have to. You don't have to let your children go through that. Because there's another way. There's another avenue. All it takes for you to listen and to want to know how to do it and want to know how to get out of it. And that's what we're here for, to help them to understand and to know and to lead and to guide them through, so that they'll know and they'll be able to walk that path away from what they have to go through. You know, we can do it. And we can do it. We have enough women, friends and loved ones that know how to help. And they're willing to help. So we need to just get this together, bond in, and get it together.
Yes, because then we bring them closer to God. Bring them closer to God. Bring them closer to God.
And surely they know that if God brought you out of it, they ought to be able to see that they can come out.
Oh, yeah.
I've never, you know, and that's just visual. That's real visual and tangible, you know. Because if you
had one of my professors in school, she's a doctor degree in psychology, and I was telling her my story, and she looked at me, she said, "You should have multiple personalities." I said, "But God."
But God.
She looks, and when people see me and then read, I had a photographer, he was reading, I was sitting there, because he's like, "So what do you want me to portray?" So he was reading my story, and he would read, and he'd look up at me, and then he'd read again. He said, "That's you?" I said, "It is." And he'd look, and he'd read, and he'd look at me again. He said, "Wanda, this is true." I said, "Yes, it is." He said, "Oh, my God, you don't look like," I said, "what I've been through."
Went through?
But God.
Come on. But God.
So
come on.
We can bring them in. And I know with God touches and heals your heart. You won't have any anger, any animosity. You can walk around with feeling of love. And people be like, "Wow, where is that?" Because I had someone just the other day say, "You're not the same." I said, I'm changing daily.
Okay.
I'm growing spiritually daily.
Okay.
So I'm not going to be the same person. If I'm the same person, I'm doing something wrong.
Come on. That's what our we have a women's group that we meet every fourth Saturday, and our teacher, the way I met her, she was giving a revival that it was called No Woman Left Behind, and the rest of the theme was that you're not the girl you used to be.
Oh, wow.
You're not the girl you used to be. And when I tell you, she walked that too. She walked that. She spoke into my spirit. And I've had a conversion since then. You know, I don't let anybody take you back. You don't let nobody take you back. Once you,
that's powerful.
Once you've been delivered.
That's just so powerful. It's just a lot of women need to hear that you're not.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
You're not. You're not the girl you be. Once you deliver, once you come out of that thing, you can't let nobody pull you back. I don't care what they say to you or how they try to treat you. That's not you anymore. I just become silent. If they want to say it, okay, that's what you want to put me, but you're not going to speak that to into me because that's not what I am.
Right.
And I have to say it and tell myself often, no, I used to be that, but I ain't now. So what I did and now is over with, and I'm walking forward in Jesus' name. What you got to do? What, so
now
what you
what?
Got to say? Now what?
You said, now what?
Now what?
Now what?
I think that's the name of that conference. Now what?
Okay.
Now what?
Okay. See,
I'm
so
a survivor. Now what? What
right.
You got to say now?
What?
I'm survivor.
No, about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Come on now. Okay.
Ooh,
but our time is winding down, and if there are any announcements that we need to do, or if there are any comments before I let Wanda give her last. Comment for tonight and encouragement of our listeners. Beverly, do you have any announcements?
No, we just encourage our listeners to listen to our Blog Talk shows on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday and Saturday mornings.
Amen.
Who's coming on tomorrow?
I'm waiting for the Mojo Blog Talk to let me know. I'm going to call her when we finish, and if not, we will we'll find something to put in that spot tomorrow night. Don't worry about that one. But then we have Wednesday night. We have Elder Jordan, who comes on with our prayer night, which is from 9:30 to 10:30. Very powerful woman of God, taking prayer requests and just praying with you. On Fridays we have Street Talk. Is LaShawn still gonna be available?
Yes.
Okay. That's for ages 18 to 35, right?
Right.
Okay. She talks to Street Talk on Friday nights and talks to the young people about happenings going on in our society with the young people. Then on Saturday mornings, we have Minister Jewel Lewis, who does Free on the Inside, just talking to men and about men issues, men information, men resources, and talking to everybody around the world. We gonna never know who he gonna talk to. But whoever it is, they gonna be inspiring and uplifting and have some pertinent information for our listening audience at that time. So listen in, everybody. We got this week filled up, so we ask that you continue to listen in to My Sister, My Friend on Monday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. And we thank Wanda for coming on tonight and giving us her passion for healing the sick, healing the abused, healing those that have been through issues. We thank her for her passion for wanting to do this, and we are going to join in with her to try to get the word out and to try to spread the good news that God is good and you can be delivered from whatever issues in life that you go through, whatever abuse you might have, whatever you just go through. You can be delivered, listening audience. Just tune in with us and we'll try to help you to get through that. Okay? Wanda, it is our custom that we ask our guests to end us in a word of prayer. If you have, and give us a comment and tell us what you want our listening audiences to receive tonight or take away tonight from what we've discussed with you tonight, and then end us with a word of prayer.
Okay. I first want to thank you for having me on the show. For one, God confirmed what he showed me yesterday morning. That alone, this evening has been wonderful for me. I do want to let women, young women, young girls, let them know that there are people out there like us that do want to help, not to be ashamed, not to be scared, not to feel like you're trapped and there's no way out, because there is. Even if you have turned to someone in that lot listening, I would always advise to pray, because prayers are answered. And if you pray, God will send someone that's going to hear you, that's going to see you, so that you will understand and know that with Him, you'll be able to make it through this. God protected me for so many years. He shielded me from so much hurt. And I know if He did it for me, He can and will do it for you. I want to thank you all again. You all have no idea what this evening has done for me. I could have stood up here and started shouting in this room.
Don't do it, because you won't be by yourself.
I'm like lost for words, because God just, oh my goodness. But I do
amazing.
Want
so
to be
amazing.
Able.
Oh, I wish I could say.
Yes. I want to be able to touch as many girls. I want us to be able to touch as many females. It's just easy to say females, because that if you're young, old, middle age, a female, just touch as many females as possible, because there are so many females that are hurting, so many females that are lost, so many females that are reaching out for help, and we want to position ourselves to be in a place where we can help them. And even if we don't have the resources, we have connections that have the resources to still be able to make sure that that individual is taken care of. So until we get everything in one spot, hey, we don't have it, I know somebody that can help us.
There we go.
But my goal is to convert and bring God's children to Him, to heal hearts, to heal souls, to let women know that there is sunshine where there's darkness. And all I got to do is ask for it. Ask for guidance. Ask to be healed. Ask for help, and we'll provide it.
Amen.
So I just want, again, I can't thank you all enough for this evening. And for my confirmation.
Oh, my goodness. My sister, my friend. All right. How about that?
I love it.
How about that? All right. Well, go ahead and end us with the word of prayer. We have exactly 2 minutes left. So can you pray us out?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for today. Lord, thank you for all the rain that we are receiving, for I know there's a reason why we need it. Lord, I want to thank you for my home, listeners' homes. I just want to pray over everyone's families, Lord, and I pray that someone that needed to hear this heard it. And I pray that they feel the strength to reach out, to know that we are here for them, that we love them, and that we are here doing your work through your guidance. Through hearing your voice only, dear God, I want to thank you and this and all blessings. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And also let your listening audience know, your friends, if they need to re-listen to this broadcast, they can always go to blogtalkradio.com/Granny's Place and click on My Sister, My Friend, and you can listen to this show. It has been recorded, and if you feel free to listen to other shows that we have recorded, just go ahead and listen.
19.
Yes.
So that you can get some healing or you can get some information. Oh, that's what I needed you to do. Is there any contact information that you can give our listening audience so they, if they need to contact you?
Yes, my contact number is 214-734-2395, and our email address is wearesurvivorsfoundation@gmail.com. So again, the email address is wearesurvivorsfoundation@gmail.com, and the number is 214-734-2395.
All right. Amen. Thank you for providing us with that information on how to contact you. And do you have a web page?
It is under construction, but it is also WeAreSurvivorsFoundation.org.
Okay. Well, God bless you. I wish you Godspeed on the rest of your week, and may he keep you until we talk again. Personally,
me
I
too.
Thank you and hope that God just keeps you and builds you up and keep you with that passion that you have for helping our sisters overcome. Okay? Beverly?
Thank you.
I love you.
Good night.
I love
you. It was
night.
A pleasure.
Take care.
To be with you.
Amen. Good night.
Amen.
And
good
we'll
night.
Talk soon.
Good night. Love
right.
you guys.
Okay. Good night. Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.